WHYY is a new podcast. Stop and Frisk, Revisit or Resist explores Philadelphia's historical use of the policing practice that disproportionately affects young Black men. The impacts of Stop and Frisk can be far-reaching and detrimental to people's mental health. WHYY's health equity reporter Marcus Biddle has this story, which is shaped by his personal experience.
I'll never forget the first time I got stopped by the police. I was 22, living in South Jersey, driving back from a movie date, and suddenly realized that a black Ford Explorer was tailing me. The next thing I remember, I saw flashing red and blue lights in my rearview mirror. I started remembering what my parents taught me. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. Make sure your license and registration are in plain sight. Be compliant. I remember a flashlight shining in my face. My hands were clammy with sweat. My heart was racing. And for a brief moment, all I thought about was Michael Brown, who had been killed by the police in Ferguson, Missouri, just months earlier. The stop felt like hours. In reality, it wasn't more than 5 minutes. The reason for the stop turned out to be a broken taillight. It took me a long time to shake the anxious feeling or to understand my emotional or physical reaction.
People describe many of the same things that you're talking about feeling.
That's Dr. Jackie Yan, a social epidemiologist at Drexel University's School of Public Health.
And the consequences of that for many youth especially are feeling like their movements are overly controlled by police, that they have to look a certain way, dress a certain way, avoid certain spaces to avoid contact with police or to avoid this kind of police encounter.
She studies how structural racism affects people's health and well-being.
There's a pretty significant body of research that suggests that we can start to think about frequent police stops as a chronic stressor, right? It's something that could happen again and again, or at least you're worried it could happen again and again.
She says the worry and anxiety around being targeted by the police leads to hypervigilance, feeling like you always have to be on guard, watching out. And that hypervigilance impacts people's physical and mental health. She says even just being concerned about being targeted and stopped contributes to those feelings.
And that has particular impacts for their mental health, related to anxiety, sometimes depressive symptoms or PTSD symptoms like hypervigilance, but also living in a community where police are surveilling residents, where your social network, your friends, your family are being regularly stopped, can also contribute to those same feelings and those same mental health issues, even if that person isn't experiencing police stops themselves.
Over time, that chronic stress can lead to all kinds of health issues, like high blood pressure and heart disease. Ron Crawford is a therapist in North Philadelphia, and many of his clients have been impacted by their interactions with police, and he's very familiar with the feeling of hypervigilance.
The normal is, you know, every time I hear a police siren and I look in the mirror, you know, I get anxious. You know, that's normal.
He says understanding how we physiologically react to a traumatic incident, like a police stop, can help us heal. He also says that doing simple steps to unpack those emotions can help, like going to therapy.
What I'm trying to do, I'm trying to change the culture so that a 15-year-old now would know that therapy is an option, therapy can be cool, and it can be cooler if the therapist is culturally competent enough to bring your home culture into it.
Crawford implements hip-hop music in his therapeutic approach, and he often uses song lyrics as a jumping-off point to discuss complicated feelings. Marcus Biddle, WHYY News.